This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. One person who's feeling sore today after a bruising election wasn't even on the ballot. Republican Governor Charlie Baker. Even though his party's nominee won the White House, Baker has long said that Donald Trump lacks the temperament to be president. He says he didn't vote for anybody at the top of the ticket. Baker also took very public stands on two ballot questions, charter schools and legalized marijuana. But on each, voters chose to go the other way. WBUR's Steve Brown has more on what's ahead for the governor.
With Donald Trump now the president-elect, Governor Baker is trying to stay positive.
I thought both Donald Trump's comments last night and Secretary Clinton's comments this morning reflected a desire on the part of the two major players in this whole conversation to speak to and to reach out for a unified process going forward. And of course, I'm optimistic.
In addition to Baker's rocky history with Trump, Massachusetts' all-Democratic congressional delegation still finds itself in a fully Republican-controlled Congress. But the governor says it's too soon to say if Massachusetts could be hurt by a Trump administration.
I mean, the first thing the Trump administration in waiting is going to have to do is to put a team together. And I've said many times that I think in public life and in private life, people are policy. And we'll know a lot more about sort of the general direction of that administration as they start making announcements about people for key roles.
Governor Baker says he has no go-to person in the Trump administration, but says he reached out to congratulate New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. In the presidential primary, Baker endorsed Christie, who then went on to be a prominent Trump supporter in the general election. Governor Baker also came in on the losing side of questions 2 and 4. He favored 2, lifting the cap on charter schools, and opposed 4, legalizing marijuana. On the issue of schools, the governor says he and lawmakers will need to find a new way to close the achievement gap.
Charter schools will certainly continue to be part of the mix, as they have been historically. But maybe this means we need to do more of the empowerment zone type approaches that have been pursued in Springfield, or maybe we need to do some things to lengthen school days, similar to what the folks up in Lawrence have done.
As for passage of question 4, legalizing recreational marijuana, the governor says he will work with other leading lawmakers to honor the will of the voters, but will need to have conversations about the issue.
To make sure that we come together around an approach and a strategy to this that assures that we deliver on what's expected and anticipated here, but at the same time we have a commitment to make sure that we deal with some of the public safety and public health issues as well.
Governor Baker disagreed with the notion he may be out of touch with voters in light of the ballot election outcome. Tufts political professor Jeff Berry says Baker has been cautious about using his political capital.
Finally, after close to 2 years, he decided to invest some of it. He invested it in Prop 2, and he came up short. And it's a significant loss for the governor.
Berry says that while it's unlikely to damage his popularity severely, it does highlight another issue.
What happens, though, is he doesn't have a lot of concrete accomplishments. He's been very focused on controlling the budget and making sure that the state management system operates well. Those aren't things that really score a lot of points with voters, so he comes across as confident. But he needs some accomplishment, something concrete, something he can point to in 2018 as the Baker agenda, things that he got done.
As for the state's relationship with the new Trump administration, Berry says Massachusetts will likely not be at the top of the list for federal projects. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.